Here's what we'd like to do. Try to keep it at a minute, and I'm going to try to help you do that. So if people want to come up and speak, you can kind of make a line at the steps on either side. But we'll just have one person at a time actually on the stage. And I'm going to give you a little tap when you've got about 10 seconds or so to finish up. And if I put my hand just on your shoulder and leave it there, that means, like, okay, it's time. And I know that that's really impolite, and, like, it's just fallen on me to do it. But the reason I'm going to do it, though, is not because I want you to stop. It's because I want us to be able to hear as many people as we can. And I want the family to be able to hear as many people as we can. At the services, there'll be a chance to write memories that's going to be given to the family. So if you have a bigger memory than you can share today, please come to the services and write that out for them. Obviously, if you wanted to give them a letter or something too, we could get that to them. But so we'll have opportunities for bigger stories in writing. But right now, if you guys could try to keep it to about a minute, and Bob is going to give us an example of what would that be like to just to give like a little. So.
And so we all have multitudes of stories, and I had a chance to think about this before you did, because Jake and I have discussed this together. Here's my deal. Josh was a guy who was like a big rock dropped into a big pond, and then he caused ripples. And we've been able to watch the ripples, quite frankly, year after year, as his influence has influenced people who influenced people who influenced people. And so there's a couple of common things in his life. One is he was sold out to the Lord. When he talked about standing on it, he stood on it. Ricky Bain talked about half-stepping. He never half-stepped. It was all completely the Lord's. He stood on it. He stayed with him. He met the Lord every day in prayer, and then he did what God gave him to do. Loved the Bible. And then he loved you. I told Josh's class today, the very thing he wanted to do more than anything else was to teach that class. And so you all need to know you're extremely important to him. You haven't had to put your hand on my shoulder yet, have you? I have one more thing to say. I'm going to give you this. Come here. One of the great things that I've watched is Jake become Josh's friend. Amen. And I'm absolutely thrilled of the young leaders that are now walking with Jake and with Chrissy. You all are a team. For a guy who's getting old, it's great to see a whole crop of young people headed to lead the ministry further. So I'm thankful, and Josh had a big part of that, and Jake has too. So that's my 1 minute.
Yeah, thank you. If people want to start coming down and making lines, that would be great. And Judith is coming up right now. I'm going to let her speak first. And then, but yeah, you can come down as soon as you would like.
Sorry, pressure.
We are Bruce and Judith Kirby. We met Josh 5 years ago when Bob Spradling created what we then called a journey group. Looking back, I think that Bob included some of his more challenging misfits, meaning she and I, in this journey group. He thought perhaps that together we would find a way to fit in and not scare people, while we also found our way to Jesus. I got to really know Josh at the Wednesday night barbecues before the group meetings. At first, there were a dozen men on the lawn. Soon, there were three men's groups and a ladies' group. Josh used to say that Jesus wanted us to go and make disciples of all nations. He was very fond and dedicated to that statement. That is what he loved to do and why we loved him so much.
Josh and I found a connection that was unique, personal, spiritual, comforting, and at the same time, fun and mutually supportive. I now understand that the deep relationship that I had with Josh was also uniquely experienced by hundreds of others. each of us connected him in a very special way, connected to him in a very special way, but connect we did. I always tried to sit right over there because that's where Josh was when we would come up for prayer time with him. I saw his face soften with love and compassion as you would come up to pray with him. And Josh prayed with a passion and an energy that could have only been fueled by the Holy Spirit. And I wanted to be close to that. My relationship with Josh was real, and it was human, not imaginary or open to question. And what it gave me was a solid 21st century experience to understand and trust my personal friendship with Jesus. It is just as real and just as dependable as my friendship to Josh. Although I will never feel Jesus' arm, strong physical arm around me, I know that it's there just as Josh's was. Grief-stricken, Mark Twain wrote his final farewell to his daughter, and he said, "Warm summer sun, shine kindly here. Warm southern wind, blow softly here. Green sod above, lie light, light, light. Good night, sweetheart. Good night, good night." And the last thing I would like to say is that Josh is at peace with God and among the angels, and I know that he will be able and delighted to always put that arm back around my shoulders and walk me back to Jesus whenever I feel distant or alone from that moment in life.
My name is Carla Rose, and I've been coming to Maywood for 30 years, so of course I knew Josh when he started coming. Two summers ago, Josh and Dan Fuller and David Lauber came out to our house. We live in Buckner, and they came out to paint our house and do some repair work, and I thought that was so great that Josh was bringing David, because I thought it was just going to be Josh and Dan, and obviously they were bringing David along, and Dan kind of worked by himself because he's quiet, and he just kind of worked by himself. Josh and David worked together the whole time, and you could hear Josh talking all day long. I was inside the house. It was summer, you know, and you could hear Josh just talk, 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 and then they'd laugh, and then talk, 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 and I thought, how great. He's just bringing David right into everything, and I appreciated that so much. And then one other thing, while he was out there, that was the summer that Maywood was planning for our future, and that Josh was, Josh and Jake was made full-time, and Josh was put on staff. Well, of course, the church has to vote on anything like that. And so I told Josh, I said, "I've been at this church 30 years. I said, I don't think there's going to be any problem whatsoever at all with getting you voted in, but I want you to understand there may be some questions that you don't have seminary training and that you, you know, kind of have a rough past. I said, I don't think that'll happen, but please don't get your feelings hurt if it does. We have some people that may just want to bring that up and discuss it and talk about it." And he goes, "That's no problem. I'll just punch him in the face if that happens." So I love Josh Monk. What better way for this day to start with three baptisms? He would have been so happy.
Okay, so it's really hard to fit Josh and everything he did for me into 60 seconds, but I'll try. For me, what it was Josh was my example, man. God gave us Jesus, but my mind couldn't comprehend that. I couldn't comprehend this story about this guy in this book that did these things for me. But, man, then I met Josh Monk, and Josh became those things to me. Not to say that Josh was Jesus. I'm saying Josh was that example of Jesus, man. And Josh would tell me things that I didn't like to hear. And when he'd say, "You got to stop doing this," okay, I'll stop doing that. But then he'd say, "This next thing I got to do," and I'm like, "Nah, I'm out of here, dude." But when I'd come back, Josh was the same Josh he was when I burned out the last time. He was always the same dude to me, man. And I'd never had anybody in my life that was consistently the same. And Josh was always that person, and he was always how God had shown him how to walk, man. And little by little, I started getting these things, and I'm real grateful for Josh, man. He's the reason I'm still at Maywood. He's the reason that I have a relationship with God today, because he walked in such a way that I wanted to build a relationship with him, man. And I don't know, I had more to say, dude. I didn't plan it out very well, but...
My name is Kevin Long. 60 seconds isn't fair, by the way. I've known Josh. He's one of the first people I met when I met when I came moved to Missouri. Him and his brother. He was on vacation when I met him. But when Josh was your friend. If you knew Josh back in the day, and he was your friend, you wanted to know him. If you knew Josh back in the day and he wasn't your friend, you didn't want to know him. what I'm trying to get at is, I'm not a member of Maywood. I know a lot of people that I do know through Josh. That's how I met everybody, met my ex-wife and had my kids and all that good stuff. But what I want to be thankful for Josh for is for what he has done for so many of you. And, I've attended that class, the morning class. Oh, maybe five times or something. But Josh was always the same Josh, even back in the day when he was like, "I'm gonna knock this dude out," or he would, and when he would pray, it would be the same thing, and give his testimonies. He'd be the same guy. And I've been trying. I haven't been coming, and it's my own fault, because my wife doesn't believe. And what Josh has done for me is in the past 4 days. My wife has come up to me and said she has prayed. And she has prayed for Josh and Josh's family. And my wife praying meant the world to me. And I believe that I got a good couple friends that are in this place where Josh was 10 years ago in a bad place. And I think maybe, you know, the only thing I can do for those people is be their wall and their friend. But I can't do for them what Maywood has done for Josh and Jesus has done for Josh. So I feel like, in a way, Josh is working through me to help these people become the Josh that Josh was. And I'm happy Josh is where he wants to be.
I've known Josh for 24 years. About 8 years ago, his brother and I went to go visit him in the hospital because he had pneumonia and his lifestyle and so forth had landed him there. And as I said, over the years, that was the one time in my life where if we were in a fight, I think I could have taken him out, which it's not saying much. I told Josh on that day as I kneeled by his bed that it was time for a change. And obviously we all know that he did make a change. My favorite memory of Josh is his jaw. And the reason, for months after he started coming to Maywood, he still had this really tense jaw. Like the muscles, you could see the muscles on the side of his face because he had so much tension. And then I remember one day I saw him. There was no tension in his jaw. And that's when I knew he had completely surrendered to God, because God took that tension away. And now he was healed of all that. And it was from that moment on that I wasn't worried about Josh anymore, because all that tension and anger was gone.
My name is Matt Smith. The first time I ever I met Josh, I was in a rehab, and him and Matt Andrews showed up, and Josh was wearing a St. Louis Cardinals jersey and a St. Louis Cardinals hat. And Matt Andrews was wearing a Kansas City Royals jersey and a Kansas City Royals hat, and I thought that they were professional baseball players and that they had come to, you know, to tell us drug addicts in the rehab that the drugs are bad and we need to get our lives together. And I was like, what is this crap? So they shared their stories with me, man, and I could so relate to the darkness that Josh had in his past and the same type of lifestyle that Matt Andrews had. He shared that he got his leg shot off, and then after they continued to tell us about where they came from, he told me how he met Jesus, and he invited me to church, and that was a little over 4 years ago, and I've been coming here ever since, and he spent a few hours every single week since then with me, and he helped mold me into the man I've become in God today, and God called me out of the darkness, but as soon as he did, he sent Josh to lead me, and like a race engine or something, it has to be tuned, and he helped me tune my life to Jesus Christ, man, and if it wasn't for Josh, then me and my wife wouldn't be here today. I'd be in prison undoubtedly, and I don't know where she would be, man, but we have an awesome family here because of him and because of his invitation, and I mean, there's nothing I could ever do or say to repay Josh for all he's done for me, man, but he's just been that guy for me, man, and I really appreciate that. I appreciate his wife and his brother, man, and thank you guys, man. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
I knew Josh since we was kids, since I was about 9. We grew up, and I knew his rowdy side real well. He had a hard side his whole life, and when he changed, you know, a lot of people couldn't believe what they was hearing, that he was preaching at Maywood, that he gave his life to God. You know, and I was one of them that had to come find out. You know, there was 3 or 4 people when I first started coming here 5 years ago. Josh was one of them that I looked to. You know, I looked. I didn't know. You know, I looked to see whether it was real, whether he was real. You know, and he set an example for a lot of people to follow. I mean, Jesus is the main one who sets an example, but I looked to Josh, you know, to see if it was real, and he really was walking the walk. When I came here, I had just gotten out of selling drugs and using drugs, and I didn't have any money. And Josh gave me about $300, man, to help me out. Which, you know, I mean, he was just a good dude. He was a real good dude. You know, and I thank God for using him to bring other people to Christ. And we're going to miss you, Josh. Everybody will miss you. Thanks.
Hi, my name is Naya. I've known Josh for about 30 years. I met him when I was 9 years old and he was about 11 at an apartment pool. And he dared me to do a backflip. And I said, I'll do a backflip if you do a backflip. And he said, all right, loser gets dunked. And I got up and being, you know, a pretty good gymnast at the time, thought that I did a pretty good backflip. And then Josh did what I would call a back belly flip. And he dunked me anyways. And he held me under for way too long, to the point that I thought I was going to die. And when I came up, I was choking and gasping for air, and he immediately grabbed me under the arms and pulled me out of that pool and looked at me and said, oh my God, are you okay? And I said, you almost killed me, but you saved me. And he said, I'm so sorry. I said, but you saved me. So whether it's metaphorically or physically or spiritually, by a show of hands, how many people in this room have felt saved by Josh at some point in their life? Amen.
I think one of the best things Josh did for me was he gave me hope that no matter what my past is or was, that I can have a new life if I give it all to Jesus. And I'm very grateful for Josh and what he's done for this church, because he's opened a door for people like me to come in and get a new life.
When I became a Christian, well, when I started coming to church here, I'd been a Christian for 5 years. And currently, when I had started coming to Maywood, before that, I was looking for churches. I had gone to other churches, and, you know, I just didn't feel connected to any church. Nobody had ever, I was a Christian, but nobody had ever held me accountable for my walk, for my obedience to the Lord. Until I got here, I started going to that class, and I was amazed because I had been to all these other churches, and I really didn't feel connected because I didn't feel like anybody was like me or came from where I had come from. So to see that Josh and Amanda and how they were living their lives, and Josh would say stuff like, do this and stop doing that. And you know what? I listened to that. And I remember I started going to Amanda's Bible study group. And they had this discipleship values that they set out for us. And nobody had ever done that. I had never been held accountable for my walk or anything like that. And so I started doing those things, and it changed my life. You know, like I said, I had become a Christian, but I wasn't really giving everything to the Lord. And him and Amanda had held that example for me, and it has changed the whole course of my life. And for that, I am forever grateful. And that's all.
So a lot of us have completely new lives, and I'm one of them. Wednesday night, we got together, gathered all our men's groups together, and we talked about Josh's fierceness. Like, that was what attracted people, was him being so fierce and so bold about what he was saying, what his passion for this was. And that's what hooked me, you know. Once I heard that, I had to come back and hear it again, you know. And that's what molded my life. It changed week by week. He would say, don't leave here the same way you came, you know. And that's really changed my life. My cousin Mike just talked, and he invited me to a Wednesday night group, and it was over at Fairmount School, and I got hooked on it, you know, and then I started coming on Sunday mornings, and I got that fire that Josh had, you know, and then my family started coming, you know, and other people that I meet throughout the community starts coming because of the light that God gave Josh, that he gave me, you know, and that's something that I can't ever give back. But I'm just really, really thankful for Josh and what he did for my life.
I'm Eric Gossi, and I got lots of memories of Josh, and three that come to my mind are, we live close by each other out here in Independence, and he'd always be showing up at my house, like, come out to my truck, homie. This stuff ain't going to get unloaded by itself, and it'd be bushes and flowers and stuff in my house. So he showed up at my house a lot, bringing me stuff, things. But some of the biggest memories I got of him was he turned me on going to Gateway Treatment Center, and I'd only been sober about a year. And, man, he's got a real powerful message. And we did that for about every Saturday for like 18 months. Dee and Matt Smith and Matt Andrews and a bunch of us in here. And I really miss those times. That was a big part of me getting close to him and coming to know the Lord for real. I had a buddy of mine dying of cancer down at North Kansas City. He was in the hospice, and he was down there, and he only had like 2 weeks to live, and he was still living his old life and selling drugs out of the hospital. And I kept going down and seeing him every day, and he's like, hey, I know you know the Lord. I want to get saved. Well, I just started coming to Maywood, and I didn't know what to do, so I called Josh. He says, no, I went to Josh, and Josh's like, well, come on, homie. Me and him and Matt Andrews went down to North Kansas City, and this guy got saved, and he died a week later. So I will, and I rode between Matt Andrews and Josh all the way down there like this. So, and anyway, he talked about the Lord all the way down there. So he was a big influence in my life, and I'm going to miss him. That's all.
Hi, my name is Garrett, and I would Josh always asks every Sunday and Wednesday, how are we doing? And he just wanted to take care of us and wanted to know how we were doing all the time. And the thing that I liked, and he always called me a knucklehead.
I am thankful so much that Josh touched little guys like this. And while I'm up here, I just wanted to add something. My son Kenny can't be here right now. He lives down in Florida, but I'm so thankful to Josh for taking him under his wings and making him the man he is today. Thank you, Josh.
Now, I'd never known the dark side of Josh, but I certainly saw the love that God had placed in his life. I first met Josh when I was about that guy's size in a powerhouse kids meeting. We're playing dodgeball, adults versus kids, and I ended up getting hit in the back of the head and broke one of my tooth in half. But the first thing that happened after that is Josh came over, apologized. He wanted to pay for the he wanted to pay for the dental bills. He made sure and got me straight to my mom, and I mean, he just watched over me after that, all the way through. So,
Josh, he felt like a brother to me, and every time I said hi to him, he said hi, and I felt like his little sister.
Gabby. Hi, my name is Vicky. This is my granddaughter, Gabrielle, and my other granddaughter comes here. And I am here at Maywood because of Josh's class. I walk in, and they're like, "Hey, come on in, you're at home." And so I'm not going nowhere. And I just think of the powerhouse of witness that I see there, and the powerhouse of witness that I'm blessed to be a team with at the nursing home. Sister Barbie and her family, Justin, powerhouses, witnesses for God. It doesn't matter what Josh did in his past, because when him and Amanda walked in, you might as well be playing the Mod Squad theme. You better be paying attention to what they're doing. And that goes for the families, all the families here. You pay attention because they are a powerhouse. And these human eyes we have could not see the angels and the Holy Spirit around them and walking with them. But you knew it was there, and you better pay attention to what they're about. And they are about the Lord Jesus Christ. And that witness and that light never leaves.
I'm Jan Stallard. The main thing that I remember about Josh is this group of men that stood over here that he led to Christ. Oh, sorry. That he led to Christ. And then weeks went by and there were women in there. And then more weeks went by and Maywood people went. I stood in the crowd and cried just watching that man praise God and lead people to Christ. And then other thing that I remember that I use when he started to pray, Father God, that helped me learn how to pray better. Thank you.
I first met Josh Monk in Robbie Davis's class, and I had been going here already. It's the first time that I've seen him, you know, and I'm like, looking at Josh and thinking, wow, this guy's just off the chain. You know, I'm thinking in my human understanding, I'm like, he's not going to make it. You know, there's just no way. So I'm sitting there in the back, you know, sort of toward the back of the church, and I see Josh Monk up there, and God put something over me that was like, yeah, he is. He is definitely going to make it. And there was I'm not this super ultra spiritual guy in any way, shape, or form, but there was this feeling that came over me from God that was like something I cannot explain. And it was a beautiful thing. And so anyway, shortly thereafter that, Bob asked me, do you have any work for Josh? Because he wants to get out of the drawing pictures on people business, the tattoo business, and he thinks that he should be doing something else for a living. And I said, absolutely. So Josh comes to work for me, and it had to be the hardest stuff, the most brutal, laborsome stuff that I had done in like 5 years. I'm like, okay, Josh, this is what we got to do today. First day on the job. It's 105 degrees outside. We got to go from this water shutoff at the street over to that house 40 feet, dig a hole 42 inches deep. See you later. I'll be back in a little while. But he did it. And it was just amazing. And, you know, he was such a good friend to me and such an inspiration to me. And I just love him for it. I really do. He was an amazing person. And every time that I went to his class, it was the same message. Stop doing bad stuff. Start getting into God. Press into God, and he will press into you. And it was the same every time. And it was just amazing. And I'll love him and remember him forever.
My name is Joshua Patterson. I believe Josh is listening to us right now, so I'm just going to speak directly to Josh. I just want to thank you, Josh, for being the man of God that you were. The stories that he shared you shared personally with me, Josh, you know, inspired me each step of the way, not to half step. And that's how I got my connection with God, is just surrendering. And you live that. And God gave us a privilege to have you show us from that lifestyle through the time that you had here in your ministry, through the hardest thing you had to face, and you faced it like a champ. I mean, I cannot explain exactly what that did for me, to see the positive, the happiness as you faced through that. And I mean, you was joyful. God didn't owe me nothing, and he just had a positive attitude. And he is the rock of Maywood and the rock of this community, as far as I see it, by the way he lived his life, and that will always live on through me. And I just want to thank Amanda for sharing her husband with us, because as a wife, I mean, the attention that he gave us, that we needed as, you know, living that past lifestyle wasn't easy, man. He poured his life into so many people here, and that took time, and I appreciate what you've done for us, Josh. Thank you.
I think what Josh taught me, I was a Christian for a very long time. I'm a little bit older than some of these people that have testified. I wanted what Josh had. Josh told, just his very life made me want to become awake for Christ. He had such joy. My favorite is when Dan and Josh came to my house to take down a tree. And I saw Dan, yes, came to take down a tree in my backyard. It was filled with carpenter ants. That it was hot. After they took it down, I don't have a backup chip. I can't back up in a car. Stay away from me if I back up. I backed up into a telephone pole after they got done. All I could do in that car was sit and cry. And Dan knows it. I was just sobbing. Josh came over. He said, "What is wrong?" I said, "I backed up and my bumper's off and I'm crying." And Josh said, "Rixie, will you get out of the car?" I said, "I can't. It's broke." Josh goes, he opens the door. I come out. He puts his arm around me. He loves me. And he said, "Not a problem. I can fix it. I will always think of Josh." But most of all, what I thank him for is my new friends in this crowd, the Barbies, the Jackies. I'd have never met them if it hadn't have been for Josh. So thank you, Josh, for a whole new church family.
My name is Randy Kiefer. I remember when Josh came into this church about eight and a half years ago. He came off as being semi-arrogant. He got over it, and he fell in love with each and every one of us. And he taught me how to not sugarcoat anything, but how life is to be and how life is supposed to be. God bless you, Josh. I love you, and I always will. Bye.
Hi, guys. My name is Amber. I met Josh 5 years ago in youth group before he got together with all the men. Josh was like a second father to me. I had just moved in to Missouri 3 years before that, away from my dad. And I moved in with my stepdad, and I didn't really know him very well. So when I met Josh, it was like a recovery for my heart from losing my dad. And wow, I didn't think I'd choke up so much up here, but he just brought me, my brother, and my sister to Christ. And I thank him so much for that. And I just can't believe what an impact he made on everyone's life here.
Hi, my name is Barbie Daniels. And I just want to thank Josh for all that he's done in my life. When I started coming here 2 years ago, him and Amanda came alongside of me. And they became my friends, and they just, if there was anything that I needed, anything, they were there. And one time Josh came over, because he knew I used to like to work with some of the guys in recovery, some of the people in recovery, and he was like, well, you don't have to worry about them doing anything crazy over here. You are the proud owner of a Josh Monk home security system. and I was like, right on. And, you know, he always looked out for me, him and Amanda both. Man, I've had some really great times with him, and I'll tell you, when he called me on the phone one time, and he says, "Hey, I want you to come and do this class with me." I was driving, and I dropped the phone in the car while I was driving, and I was trying to reach for it because I couldn't believe that he would pick. You know, he wanted me to prospect with him for this class, this Bible study, and I was like, you know, After realizing it and looking back, you know, Josh knew that, you know, it's not like I was some super Christian. He looked at me and he saw the brokenness in me, and I didn't have to tell him anything. He knew where I came from, and he just wanted to come alongside of me and help me. And by being in there, I learned more from him than I could ever show anyone. I learned so much from him. But I also just wanted to say that you know, he has touched so many lives. He has touched my life, and so has Amanda, in such an amazing way. And that, you know, one thing that he always has done for me is he believed in me. He would believe in me when I would doubt myself. He would believe in me. And no time in my life had I ever had anyone tell me, they're proud of you. I'd come up here for 2 years every Sunday, and I'd have him pray for me. Because I knew at the end of the prayer would be, Barbie Daniels, I'm proud of you. And that will carry on with me for the rest of my life. And he would always, and I knew he believed in me, because when I would complain about not getting the job that I called and have him pray over me for, I'd be like, they didn't hire me. He would be like, that's okay. They may not know what they're doing, Barbie, but God does. I love you, Josh.
I'm Angelia. I'm actually up here for my sister today. She lives in Florida, so she couldn't be here. Delana Canellis, Kenny's wife. I remember inviting Delana to Sunday school here because I had really felt a connection. About 5 years ago, my first husband died, and I didn't have a church family, and I came here, and Josh's class was my introduction to Maywood. And I remember thinking, I've never been in a church where they literally practice come as you are, just as you are. And that was really amazing to me. And I invited my sister because 2 years prior to that, her husband had died. So we went through a lot together. And I remember I saw a change in her the minute she stepped into that class. It was like this huge weight was lifted from her. And she met Kenny, and they had both had, you know, a really hard past. And I know that both sides, everyone thought, there's no way. There's nothing in the future for either of these people. And Josh and Amanda were there for Kenny and Delana when they went through a lot of things together. Josh, I know, personally helps Kenny get through some really hard times. And they were there for Kenny and Delana's elopement. And I remember seeing those pictures and just thinking, that's amazing. That's so wonderful that they got to share that with them. And I know that they both wish they could be here today, but they can't. So I wanted to share that for them. So thank you.
My name's Dee. So when I got to Maywood Baptist Church, I was really broken. And just had climbed out from underneath the bridge, and I was hurting. And I went to Sunday school downstairs, and the first thing I heard in that Sunday school was, be sober and stay vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is like a roaring lion looking for whom he may devour. I didn't even know the Bible had said that. But I called Josh. I said, hey, man, where does it say that? And he told me. And then he started showing an interest in my life when nobody else wanted anything to do with me. I had burnt every relationship. And Josh was my friend. He'd pick me up from the low-bottom indigent men's recovery home in a Chevelle. And everybody'd look out the window like, who's that? And I'm like, that's my friend. Yeah. And one day he picked me up and he took me to Mardell and he told me that I could pick out a Bible. And I went to like these paper Bibles. He's like, what are you going to pick that one out for? Get the good one, dude. I'm buying it. And I picked out this leather Bible and it was like $80. And he bought me a Bible. And he took it over to the people and he had my name put on it. And we left there, and we're in the car, and he said, that's a lot of money for a Bible, dude. He said, if you go back to your old life, I'm going to break your jaw. And I said, Josh, that doesn't sound very Christian. He said, yeah, I'm going to have to repent. And I called Josh every day for 2 years, and he told me how to live, how to walk with Jesus. He taught me. Prior to Josh Monk being in my life, I thought Jesus was for old people. I thought church was for old people. And Josh showed me that following Jesus can be cool. He showed me how to follow Jesus and made it look cool. And I'm grateful for that. I'm a better man because of Josh Monk. I'm a better man because God put Josh Monk in my life at a time when I was just walking out of the darkness, and God loved me so much, he gave me an example to follow. You know, they talked about being a rock dropped in a pond in the ripples. I just wanted to share with you guys, this Thursday, my mom called me, and she was crying. And I asked her, Mom, why are you crying? And she said, well, I just got on Facebook, and I saw your friend, and my mom didn't even know Josh, but my mom knew what Josh did for me in my life. my mom saw, my life was changed because of Josh, that God put Josh Monk in my life. And she loved Josh because of what he did for me. And I want you guys to think about that, man. Think about how many mothers don't cry at night. Think about how many parents don't have to wait for that phone call in the middle of the night because of Josh. And she said, he saved you. I said, no, Mom. Jesus saved me. But Jesus gave me Josh. And I get to go to heaven because of Jesus Christ. But I got to know Jesus Christ because of Josh Monk. And I'm forever grateful for that.
We all come to Maywood broken in some way. And Josh was a prime example of that. But the way that he used Jesus' love for him to bring others to Christ is inspiring. We all have some kind of aspect that we want to be like Josh in some way. His fierceness, his love for Jesus, the way he was so bold in how he brought people to Jesus. But if it wasn't for Jesus, we wouldn't have had Josh. And Josh has brought so many people, not just to Christ, but to our church. We come to church, and I don't know about you, but I walk into Maywood and I feel at home. You walk in those doors, and I've been going here pretty much my whole life, and you feel that sense of home, that you're with family, not just friends, but you're with family. Josh felt that too, but Josh soon became that feeling of home. You would see Josh and see how God just shined through him, and that's where you get the feeling of home. Jake has it, Bob has it, and Josh had it. The fact that we have preachers that are so full of God and so full of love is incredible. And the fact that Josh got to experience that and be with us while he experienced it is even better. We're going to really miss Josh because of the impact he had on this church. But he's always going to be in our hearts. He's always going to be here with us because he took a piece of our heart home with him. So thank you, Josh, for all that you did for this church in bringing us our new siblings in Christ.
Thank you, Trinity. We're going to have all these folks still speak, but if we could go.
We have a lot of babies in the nursery who are not enjoying this service as much as we are. Okay? And so we're going to ask all of you all to be very, very quick, and nobody added to the line, all right? This is fabulous, but those little munchkins are ready to get home and eat.
Hello, my name is Katie, and I want to tell you that when I first came to Maywood, and I am going to keep it extremely short, was 8 years ago or 9 years ago, and I was going to sell my house because I was tired of having it stolen from and having to worry about people who take drugs taking things from me. I don't have anything to take, but I was tired of it. And so I came up here to see if I could help with the school district thing. And then I met Josh, and I thought, oh, wow, this is kind of interesting. Wonder if this will last, because you never know, and I'm in the business of people helping. And sometimes you just get really tired. And so one day, after I was pretty convinced that he really was exactly what he said he was, and I was watching him grow, I ran into something in the Bible, the Holy Bible, and it's called The Sower Explained, which I will not read, but it is on Matthew. And so I'm not a big Bible reader, but it explained the whole situation to me in a way that I couldn't explain, and he didn't have to explain. And that is all I have to say, except that I'm not going to say a lot to Amanda or to his family, but they know if they need something, they know how to find me.
I grew up in Independence in the 90s, and if you lived in Independence in the 90s and didn't know Josh or John Monk or the name, you weren't doing the things that I was doing. But anyhow, I came to Maywood Baptist about 2.5-3 years ago in a really dark time in my sobriety, and I was really close to thinking about ending it, and a friend of mine that I was living with brought me up here, and I had heard through talk around the circles of people in recovery that there was a guy named Josh Monk coming up here, and I was like, man, that can't be the same Josh Monk I knew in the 90s. No way, because that Josh Monk I knew in the 90s would not be in a place like this. And I came up here, man, and went to the Bible study downstairs, and the passion that man had for talking about God was something that I never witnessed, except when you see those evangelists on TV and they're jumping around, and that's the kind of fire that Josh had, and it really made my heart smile to see a guy like that in a place like this. So thank you for that.
Anyway, my name's Nick, and I'm going to tell you about the story of the service work and the Pop-Tart. And so I think it was a Saturday or Sunday after church, I went over there to his house, and he was always into doing stuff for other people without any expectations in return. And so we went to help this widowed lady across the street clean out her gutters. And after I was through, he had made lunch. And when I came back in the back door, I seen a Pop-Tart on this, and it was half-eaten. And I remember just being so thankful to be a friend of his and be helping someone else without any expectations, that I was grateful for the Pop-Tart. And so when I brought it in and he had his Bible open, and I went to sit down at the table, and I got the Nachman out and put it in my lap, and he's like, "What are you doing? You're not serious, are you?" And I'm like, "Well, this is what you made me for lunch, isn't it?" And he said, "No, man." He said, "Your dinner's in the microwave." And I went and looked in the microwave, and there was something made that looked like Chef Ramsay had made it. It had spinach leaves and nice chicken, and I don't know, man. And we sat down and ate, and we talked about this. We talked about this picture that's on his living room wall where it says, "Jesus learned obedience in the wilderness." And man, I don't know, man. I'm real inspired by the guy. He's helped me out. We've had rough times, we've had good times, but he's had an unconditional love for me, just like God has. And I'm real thankful to call him my friend. That's all I got.
My name's Earl. I'm an old codger here. But I look around at these young people that have been inspired by Josh Monk. Just praise the Lord. You have a challenge. You have a challenge that Josh left a legacy in this church, Maywood Baptist Church in Independence. Just serve the Lord. Go every day and witness for him. And remember, when you do that, who taught you, who led you in that direction. Bless you all.
My name is Chris Weeks. I can't believe I'm here. For what it's worth, the first time I walked in here, I sat in the back of the back pew, and this gentleman here was giving his testimony. And it was the weekend before Josh found out he had cancer. And I'd been out maybe 2 months, and something told me to come to Maywood. I heard Scotty and Mikey and everybody, Josh Patterson was here. So I came. And I came as I was, and it felt so good. After the services, Josh seen me, and he said, "Well, if this ain't a miracle." He took me upstairs. He took me in his office, and we talked for about 20 minutes. And I remember what he said is, "God don't owe you nothing. And read your freaking Bible, dude." And these last 8 months, I've read that Bible more than I've read in my whole life. I've probably done 17 years in prison, and I never read the Bible, and I never went to church. But I'm the man I am today because of him. I don't have to look over my shoulder no more. This lady up here in that uniform don't have to chase me around the streets no more. You guys ain't got to worry about me coming in your back door no more. And I don't cheat on my beautiful fiance no more. I just don't do it. God is great. Josh led me to where I am today. And I remember a couple weeks ago before Josh come in, and he was so mad. He said somebody busted his back window out of his truck. And if he'd have knew who that was, whew, he'd been repenting real bad. I know that. Well, then the next week he came in, and it broke my heart. His hand was like this, and he was dragging his foot, and Amanda wouldn't leave his side. But I winked at Amanda. It was like, I got him. And I helped him put up, the last time he was down there, we put up all the chairs around the tables. And he just told me again, God don't owe you nothing, man. I said, man, you believe I got a welding job? And he looked at me and said, well, yeah, I believe it. Just keep doing what you're doing, man. Imagine where you're going to be a year from now. And I remember Christy told me that just the other day. Just imagine where you're going to be. She can't wait to see where I'm going to be a year from now. And I know where I'm going to be a year from now. I owe Josh so much, man. Because of the person I am today is because of him. And there's so much more I want to say, but there ain't enough time, man. I just know I'm thankful for Josh, and I'm thankful for this family right here. I'm thankful for everything. Bob, I'm a broken person. I was, and I still am. My jaw, it still tenses up. It still does, but I pray to God in a couple months it'll ease up. I love you, Josh.
Hi, my name is David. Yeah, my voice is really funny. Josh is my friend, and you know, he died, and and it's all right because, you know, he's at heaven, smiling, looking down at everybody that's coming up and talking about him. And that's really cool. And, you know, we'll always keep him, and he's always by our side. And, you know, and that's all I have to say.
Hi, I'm Rob Adams. I never really had the chance to get to know Josh. I met him a couple times and talked to him one time, but, you know, the last thing he said to me was, God's got a plan for you. You know, he's going to work miracles. He loves you, and Josh told me he loves me, even though we never really got the chance to meet and talk and get to know each other. But, you know, hearing about how the change he's made, turning his life to God, his past, hearing about it through others, you know, it gives me hope. You know, when I first moved here a little over 3 months ago from Idaho, I just got out of the pen. I thought, man, I'm going to go to church. I'm going to be shunned because where I came from, that's usually how it went. But I came here, first person I met was Josh Patterson, and all he talked about was Josh and, you know, the man he's become, and I hear about it through everyone else. But, you know, I'm glad I got to talk to Josh. You know, he is right. You know, God does have a plan. He's already working it in my life. I wish I would have had more time to get to know him. But, you know, because of his influence on others, my hope as of today is so high and so stronger than it ever has been. I'm grateful to be here with everyone. I look forward to getting to know everyone. I wish I would have gotten to know Josh more, but in a way I already know him through everyone else. Thanks.
Hi, I'm Gregory Lee, and Josh made a pathway that a lot of people in this church have decided to follow, and his bond is strong with a lot of you guys, and he was a very loving, kind, and peaceful man.
The first thing I want to say is God's timing is perfect, and we don't understand why things happen like they did and why Josh was taken from us so soon. I know it feels like, you know, he's impacted all our lives so much. How much more could he have done? But just like Jake and Bob were talking about, that rock with the ripples, I know my family, we wouldn't be here today. My marriage was broken, and God's timing put Josh and my husband working on Outlaw Country at the right time, that if it would have happened any later, my marriage would not be here today. And I just want to thank Josh and Amanda for everything that they've done here. But I also want to thank Josh because he knew that each and every one of us could have that power within us. It's not just Josh being Josh that we're all here. It's because the power of Jesus, and we all have that within us. And I just want to thank Josh for showing that all to us and bringing that out into the light. He would tell you the exact same thing, that he's only here because of Jesus. And now he gets to be at home with Jesus, not suffering anymore. And I'm just thankful for that.
Something Josh said over and over again that I heard over and over as we'd be praying as a staff or as we'd be talking about Sunday morning. There's always amazing stuff happening at Maywood. There's always somebody that was addicted to something that's got their life together, or they had a crazy experience, somebody that you wouldn't have wanted to meet 6 months ago that's now teaching a Sunday school class or something crazy like that. Josh would always bring up to the other coaches this one phrase about don't take it for granted. The fact that God is moving in a big way here every week and that people are responding every week, don't take it for granted. God doesn't owe Maywood anything either, just like Josh would talk to us about himself. God has blessed us with Josh, and he's blessed us with his Spirit and a lot of incredible people. Like, let's not take it for granted. I was reading 1 Corinthians chapter 6 this morning with my small group guys, and it was talking about today's the day of God's favor. Today's the day of salvation. Like, let's not receive his grace in vain. Josh has left impacts on all of us. Sometimes, like Robert shared, through other people that Josh touched. But Rachel was right. I love that we ended with Rachel, that God's the one who did all this change. Jesus is still here, ready to be responded to. And so today I'm going to close this in prayer. If you've got kids, please go get them quickly. If you don't have kids to run and get, though, it's okay to stay here and talk about Josh. It's okay to stay here and respond to God. Don't take for granted what God's been doing at Maywood. Like, we want to be faithful to God, just like Josh was faithful to God. Let's pray. God, I thank you for blessing us with Josh Monk. I thank you for blessing us with your Holy Spirit. God, help us to respond in the way that both Josh and you would want us to respond. Help us not to sidestep. Lord, help us to follow you with all of our hearts, to be fierce in our devotion to you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.